And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. We hope you are having a fantastic day. Currently outside, we're looking at 40 degrees. And joining us in studio, as we talked about earlier, it's the superintendent of Coffeyville, as we have Dr. Craig Correll joining us this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Doing pretty good. And, of course, tonight we do have the board meeting tonight and a few things. It's going to be somewhat of a shorter meeting as usual, but this is also the week before school's off, as this time next week the kids will be at home from school for Christmas break, which I know they're probably all happy about to take some time
off. We're on the final stretch of the first semester, yeah, so I'm sure there's a lot of kids that can't wait till next week.
Yeah, exactly. Get that couple of weeks off, kind of catch their breath, and then get started for the second semester. But a few things going over tonight, and one of the things that will be talked about during the meeting is the graduation and post-secondary success.
Yeah, we'll have Principal Travis Stalford from the high school here tonight, and he'll be talking about just what you said, our graduation rates and then our post-secondary success. The post-secondary success is measured in a lot of ways, but one of the ways in which we measure that is the percent of students that are receiving college credits while they're in high school. And we're so fortunate to have a great partnership with Coffeyville Community College. And, you know, whether you want to, you know, go on to a four-year college and major in something in the academic area or something in the trades, they have a great trade school program too. So it really benefits our students in high school here in Coffeyville. And in 2020, we don't have our 21 data quite yet. In 2020, 92% of our graduates, our senior graduates, had at least 3 college credits when they graduated. So that's really something. 58% had 6 credits or more. So that really speaks a lot to the partnership between our two organizations. And that percent has increased each year. Graduation rates are something everybody can really relate to and understand. And in Coffeyville, we've really stepped that up each year from 2016 to the present. We've increased that every single year. The past 2 years, for the first time ever, we've been over the state's average graduation rate, which is really a real big feat. 95.2% was our most recent graduation rate.
Wow, that's amazing.
That really is a testament to all the great work that our principals there, Mr. Stalford and his assistants and all those teaching staff there at the high school. And then really beyond that, this is about creating a system. So this has been years in the making. And so really we have to attribute that back to also, you know, our staff there at the middle school, at the elementary school, and even our preschool, that, you know, we knew years ago this was a goal of ours to increase, and we're really seeing those efforts paying off now.
And just recently, I think it was about a little under a month ago, you guys received a couple of awards about that. I think I can't remember offhand what they were, but I can't remember offhand, but it was a couple of awards that you guys did receive. In fact, there was a lot of almost every school in the county received some awards about post-secondary graduation.
So. Right. What the state done, Dr. Randy Watson, what he's done is set up the Kansans Can Outcomes. So then there are awards set up for each of those. And so there's different areas. So there's the graduation, post-secondary success, social-emotional, kindergarten readiness, individual plans of study. I think I said 4, and so I missed one there. But I think graduation rate and post-secondary success are actually 2 different ones
right,
in that model.
Right.
So it really gives you the opportunity to set some goals and then work to achieve those goals.
And I think one of those ones was the social-emotional
yes,
ones that you
was.
Got. So you guys are doing a great job over there at the high school. Also, later on tonight, of course, you'll have the proposal for next year's school calendar, the 2022-2023 school calendar. That proposal will be handed out. And also, Phase 1 construction update. So what are our updates so far on that? It looks like that parking lot that's now in front of the school has now been completed for the most part.
It was completed actually a week ago. So we took back over last Monday. So we've had our staff parking there and then our visitor spots right there working as well. As some of the listeners know, there's a big retention area still in the front yard. And, you know, that will end up being just a flat lawn like it's always been. We're waiting on, you know, with COVID, like everything, we're waiting on the parts to create the underground water retention. So as soon as that's in, we'll have that installed and have the lawn back, and it'll look great. Over this weekend, we did have the slab poured for the new gym going right there north of the middle school and food service center. So we should see some steel coming before too long, And you'll see a building coming up pretty quickly, really.
Yeah, and the again, now then the middle school will have their own gymnasium. They'll be able to use that. And also, instead of having to go over to the community elementary for, like, games or something like that, they'll be have their own gym there. Well, they'll be able to play
right.
in.
So. There'll be two gyms right there on the same campus. Yes. So a middle school and high school are having varsity, junior varsity games. We'll have that. We'll also be starting – we've already started some of the demo work inside the schools, but we'll really be hammering that out over the break while we don't have students and staff there. We're actually going to lock the school down so there's no access for anyone because there'll be a lot of dangerous work going on. We'll be cutting in the shaft for the elevator to provide that access for anyone with mobility issues from our fitness center in the basement all the way up to the second floor with the mezzanine. So a lot of that demo will be happening over the 2 weeks of Christmas break.
And hopefully it'll be done by the time Christmas break's over and people are going back into the gymnasium for basketball.
It won't be done, but we'll at a point where we can at least put some temporary walls up in plastic and try to keep the most of the dust off. You know, when you're doing demo work, it's just a messy work. So we're trying to get the most of that done during that break, and then we'll finish throughout the spring.
And like I was talking to you before we got on air, again, this doesn't refer to the meeting tonight, but the Natal boys did a great job this past week, finishing third. Griff Walker just doing a great job with that boys team that they've looked like maybe turned a little bit of a corner over the week.
Right.
So.
We're really looking forward to basketball season this mm-hmm. year. We've got some great head coaches in Ms. Walker
and
in Griffin. So it'd be a really neat year to watch Nato basketball.
They're both Coach Walkers.
That's right.
So you could refer to Coach Walker. Coach Walker, yeah.
Coach Walker.
You won't mess up a name.
Right.
So, well, again, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. Again, you guys do a great job over there at Coffeyville. At USD 445. And again, that meeting is tonight. If somebody would like to come out and watch that, what time is it and where will it be?
5 p.m., 6:15 Ellis.
All right. So be sure to head out over there and check that out tonight if you would like to. Well, again, Dr. Correll, thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate it, and we will talk to you again next month.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, we will have news coming up at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this pleasant morning here in Southeast Kansas.